Peer as I might, I could detect nothing in the lady's mouth. Why, there was not even a tooth in her head. The recess of her throat was too dark to see, but her tongue lay flat and was not sagging back to block her air passage, and there was no sign of any vomitus. I remembered then that during the St. John lecture, Esther had, as a final precaution, inserted a finger and thumb inside her husband's oral cavity and felt around for obstructions. Could I bring myself to do such a thing? It seemed I could, for my fingertips were already sliding between the woman's lips, prompting a collective intake of breath from the crowd and one or two moans of distaste. Admittedly, it was not a pleasant sensation. She was hot inside and sticky. My fingers probed beneath the tongue and behind the gums, edging towards her gullet. Nothing. I was just about to withdraw my hand when one of my fingernails brushed against something right at the very back of her mouth, something slimy but hard to the touch, and which unmistakably did not belong in a person's throat. With the utmost caution, I stretched my finger further, perhaps by a quarter of an inch. There, I could feel it now with my fingertip, a solid object, as unyielding to the touch as ebony. No time to consider what this thing might be. I knew only that it must be removed at once, for undoubtedly this was what prevented her from breathing. Her lips were already darker blue. If I did not act quickly, she would soon be dead. I would have to get enough purchase in the obstruction without pushing it further down her throat, which could prove fatal. Gently, gently, I extended my arm. The crowd moaned once more as my hand disappeared beyond the knuckles into the woman's face. Hidden from view, deep in her gorge, my fingertips investigated the slippery edge of the mysterious item. It was almost impossible to get a grip on it. Then, abruptly, my middle finger slid behind some sort of ridge and hook there. I gave a soft tug. The thing shifted, moved upwards slightly so that I was able to press my thumb against it. Much encouraged, I pulled again, this time with more urgency, and to my great surprise, my fist came flying out of her mouth with the great sucking whoosh of a kilner jar as the seal is broken. The crowd gasped and lurched backwards, staring with obvious distaste at my hand. I followed their gaze, and there, clutched between my thumb and fingers, was a full upper set of false teeth in vulcanite and porcelain.